2 Kings chapter 5. I want to talk to you this morning about Naaman. You all know this story, heard it many, many times. Very popular story in the Old Testament. And I had been preaching on Elisha and Elijah a lot lately. Amen. Wednesday night we preached on Elisha, how he brought back the widow's young son from the being dead, amen, and brought him back to life again through the power of Jesus Christ. And Naaman had a very serious disease. Leprosy was no cure and no healing for it whatsoever. But God Almighty, through the power of God and his prophet, amen, they would heal his body. 2 Kings chapter 5, the Bible says, let's all stand, if you would, for the reading of God's word this morning. And I happened to look up when I was singing that last song, and it said almost 12 o'clock. So I don't know how long the preacher usually has us, right? But I'll try to get you out of here by 12:30 at the latest, amen. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but..." The Bible says he was a leper. "And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, 'Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy.' And one went in and told his lord, saying, 'Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel.' And the king of Syria said, 'Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel.' And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, 'Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy.' And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, 'Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man thus sent unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me.' And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, 'Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.' So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, 'Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean.' But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, 'Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpah, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?' So he turned and he went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke unto him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean?'" Watch verse 14. The Bible says, "Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child." And the Bible says, "And he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, 'Behold, now I know.'" I want you to think of those words. "Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant." Let's pray. Father, we love you today. And God, I appreciate it. I love this story, and I hear it a lot, and I haven't heard a lot of preaching on it. That's not my notes, by the way. Amen. There's something else in there. Anyhow, I want to share four thoughts with you this morning about Naaman and what had went on here. The Bible says, now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria. I want to show you, number one, the captain's condition. Remember this guy Naaman, he was a very well-known fellow. He was probably the second most powerful man in Syria. He was way high up on the ladder. There would be the king of Syria, and then there would be Naaman. He was very powerful. He was probably very rich. He had much going on for him. He was very, very well known. There wasn't many people in Syria that did not know Naaman, the captain of the army. Amen. But the Bible says he was a great man with his master. He was honorable. Because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but the Bible says he was a leper. Naaman was a great man, but there was absolutely, positively nothing that could be done to cure his disease of leprosy. He was absolutely one day doomed to die. There was no help for him. I'm sure Naaman, all the money he had, all the people he knew, all the doctors he knew, I don't know, maybe there was hospitals around, I don't know back then, but everything that went on, I'm sure he had went and he had asked for help. He said, I'll give you all this, I'll give you this, if you can just cure my sin disease. There was no way in the world that could be cured, amen. Can I tell you, he was a great man, but he had a problem in his life. He was doomed to die one day. Can I tell you out here, my friends, listen, we might be great. We might be good people. We might be wonderful church members. We might do all we can do. And we might have everything that God has blessed us with. But can I tell you this morning, we all have a sin disease, amen. And there's only one cure for it. And his name is Jesus Christ, amen. There is no other way. He is the only way today to be cured of that disease. And I don't know, you could be here today and you might have never put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, today could be the day. The Bible says that now is the time of salvation. Amen. There might not be another chance. He was a captain. He was a big man. Amen. He was a great man. The Bible says by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. Okay. I believe if you read in 1 Kings chapter 22, and many believe in the commentaries say that he would probably be the one that had shot the arrow and had killed King Ahab. Amen. And that's why the Bible says, I believe that by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. But he was a leper. No cure could help. Nothing could help this man. All the money he had. I remember hearing about Frank Sinatra many, many years ago when he was dying. I remember him saying, all the money I've got, I'd give all the money I have, all the houses, all the wealth, if I could just get my health back. Amen. Listen, there's only one way, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not by this and it's not by that. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on the cross. He was a man that was honorable and great, but he had a problem. The Bible says in verse 2, it said, and the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, a very young girl. The Syrians would go out after the army there, and they would get these young boys and these young girls, and they would bring them back as slaves and grow them up in their area and make them do what they wanted them to do. They brought this little maiden girl back to Naaman's wife. She was a slave girl. The Bible says, and she waited on Naaman's wife. Can I tell you that God Almighty had put her in the exact place at the exact time that Naaman would need help? Can I tell you, she was the one that was going to witness about God Almighty, the God of Israel, to Naaman's wife. And she was going to tell somebody, and they were going to go to the king. We'll read that in just a moment. But she was a slave girl. She was in a far away land. She was somewhere completely different. She did not have her own home. She was not with her parents. She was with somebody strange. But can I tell you what? She was going to be a witness. She was going to be a testimony. Listen, we need to share our faith, Christians. We need to let the people that we work with know that there is a God, amen. By the way we act and the things we do, we need to let our family and our loved ones know that there is a God. Let me tell you something. She was not going to be hide her faith and be a secret Christian and not let anybody know about it. Most people probably would. I'm in a strange land. I'm in a strange home. They worship all these false gods and all these idols. But I'm going to tell people about God Almighty, about Jehovah. Listen, church, Christian, we can't be a secret agent Christian. We got to let people know that Jesus saves. Jesus still lives in our hearts. Amen. That Jesus is coming back again. I always think about that movie. I don't know, y'all, most of you are my age anyhow. And you remember that Maxwell Smart, the secret agent guy? He was so funny. I used to love to watch that. You remember that, don't you, Denise? Of course, and he walked behind them doors, and every time he walked, the door would slam here, door would slam there. He was just a secret, and what was it, him and 99 or somebody? Hey, I thought they were great. They were funny. Hey, listen, everything he did was in secret. He was a secret agent. Hey, church, we got to share the good news about Jesus, amen. Don't be a secret agent Christian, amen. Let the world know that Jesus lives, amen, and that he lives in your heart, praise God. Let them know. Let me tell you what, they're looking for help. They're looking for something in their lives. There's so many people out there on drugs. There's so many people drinking out there. There's so many things going on. We need to let them know that Jesus is the answer for the world today, amen. She went out there, watch what she said. I want to show you not only the condition of the captain, but watch the concern. The concern that she had for Naaman. Watch. The Bible says in verse 3, and she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. She had complete confidence in her God. I wonder this morning, do we have complete confidence in our Savior Jesus Christ? Yes, we believe that we're on our way to heaven. Yes, we believe that one day he's coming back. Yes, we believe that he's going to take those that have gone on before us up out of the grave, and we're going to have a reunion in the sky one day at the rapture of the church. We believe that. And we believe that he can heal any diseases. But I wonder, do we believe today that there's no thing that he can't do today? I wonder if we believe today that there's nothing that God Almighty can't do today. Let me tell you what, he can still heal the sin-sick soul. He can still take that drunk addict and that drugger out of the gutter. Out of the gutter, amen. I'm glad you're sitting there. You help me all the time. Praise God, amen. Hey, listen, he can take him out of the gutter and make a change in that life. And when Jesus saves your soul, he'll make a change in your life. Praise God. She had faith to believe if he were only here. If he could only see the prophet, praise God. Now, God Almighty could take that. And let me tell you something. That was a lot of faith for her to believe, because leprosy was not healable back then. Amen. You would go and absolutely just die of that. Oh, if only she could see the prophet. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, by the way, which was Ben-Hadad the second, said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And the Bible says, and he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver. By the way, that's 750 pounds of silver. He not only took 10 talents of silver, he took 6,000 pieces of gold. And that's 150 pounds of gold. If you add all that up, I don't know what it comes to, but it's a whole lot of money, amen. It's a whole lot of gifts, amen. And also he said, and he took the gold, the silver, and he took 10 changes of raiment. He was going to take 10 changes of clothes. Sounds like a woman thing, don't it? Amen. I remember sometimes we'd go on vacation and we'd fly out to one of the islands or something, my wife and I, and I'd have this little suitcase. It was only about that big. I'd pick it up and carry it. And she'd have a whole trail of clothes, amen. 10, 12 of luggages, amen. But anyhow, he took 10 changes of raiment, amen. He had changes of clothes. He had pounds of gold and pounds of silver, amen. Let me tell you what, he said he brought the letter to the king of Israel. Let me tell you something. He thought that possibly the king thought and Naaman thought, well, if I give this money and this gold and this silver to the king there, that he'll heal me, he'll make me better. They kind of thought that back then. And I'll take everything I have and I'll give to them. Let me tell you what. Church, we're not cured of our sin disease by the gifts that we give to God. We can come to the house of God every Sunday morning. We can come to the house of God every Sunday night. We can come every revival meeting. We can come to prayer meeting every Wednesday night. We can come to the house of God every time the door is open. But if you've not put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, if you never put your trust in the Lord and accepted Him as your Savior, might as well just stay home, amen. It ain't doing any good. Listen, we can't bring gifts to God to get saved. We need to take the gift that God has given us. That, hey, listen, Jesus Christ, the one that came and gave His very life on Calvary and shed His blood, amen. The very gift of God that He has given us, Jesus Christ. Oh, how we need to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Naaman came and brought all the gifts, but that wasn't doing it any good. And it won't do any good, our good works. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved. By God's marvelous grace are you saved. The Bible says over there, and he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent name of my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. The king absolutely could not recover Naaman of his leprosy. There's no way possible. But I can tell you one king today, brother, that can, amen. King Jesus, amen. If you've got a problem today, you've got a sin disease called sin, you're not saved today, go ahead and take it to Jesus, amen. Go ahead and hand your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're saved today, if you're born again, if you're washed in the precious blood today, listen, King Jesus can cure you today. He can answer your prayer. There's not a prayer that Jesus can't answer. There's not a soul He can't save. There's not a life He can't change, amen, because He's King Jesus today. But they took that letter to the king, just another man, and said, hey, I want you to heal Naaman. Here's the gold. Here's the silver. Could you heal him? Watch. Watch. The Bible says, and it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. He said, listen, the king got the letter. The king read it, said, I'm not God. I can't do this. I believe that king was so worldly. He was so wrapped up in the things of the kingdom, of the world there. He was so wrapped up in everything that he had that he forgot about Elisha, the prophet, the man of God that God would use. He forgot about him. He didn't care about the word. He didn't care about that. You know what he cared about is the things of the world. When he read that letter, the Bible says he rent his clothes. Church, let me tell you something. Don't let the things of the world keep you from getting into the Word of God. You need to stay in the Word. This is the Word. This is the Word that tells you how you can be saved. This is the Word that tells you all about my Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the Word that tells you about the Lord, about God, how the heavens and the earth were created. It tells you that He died and rose again. It tells you that He's coming back again. Hey, this is the Word, and we need to stay in it. Don't let the things of the world get you so far behind that you can't get into the Word of God and stay in the Word of God. You want to learn about the Word of God, you got to stay in it. You got to read it. He rent his clothes. He said, I pray you and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. In other words, he wanted to start a war with him again. They had already had a war. He wants to start a quarrel with me. Let me just say this. This isn't part of the message, but let me say this. We need to get along as brothers and sisters in Christ. There's times when I'll let you down, and there's times when people do and say the wrong thing. But I tell you what, let's not quarrel about it. Let's stay in sweet fellowship with one another. Let's keep on loving one another. Let's keep on encouraging one another. Let's keep on uplifting one another. You know why? One day we're going to be throughout all eternity with one another. Amen. We're going to see each other throughout all eternity. And Hope Charles lives next to me, because if I need anything done, he can come fix it for me. Amen. He's good. Anything you need done, he's good. I tell you, he's real good. Hey, listen, we're going to live together throughout all eternity. Amen. Might as well start getting along with each other now and start loving one another and caring about one another now. Bible says he seeketh a quarrel against me. Bible says, and it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. He sent to the king. Elisha told the king, hey, listen, tell him to come to me. Let me tell you something. When we are down and out, when we are discouraged, when we're down in the valley, we need to go to one another and uplift one another. We need to help one another in times of need. We need to continue to pray for one another and be there for one another. He sent the king. Tell him to come to me. I'm glad I can go to Jesus today when there's a problem. I'm glad I can go to the King today, the only King today, Jesus Christ, when there's a problem. And by the way, just put this right there too. When others are hurting, go ahead and intercede for them. Go ahead and pray for them. What do? You go to King Jesus, amen. Go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and uplift them and encourage them, amen, through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot. He got the word. He come a long distance with his gifts, his money, his gold, silver. The Bible says, so he came with his horses and with his chariot. And the Bible says, and he stood at the door of the house of Elijah. He came with all his gifts. He came with everything that he had. And he came and he stood at Elijah's house. He wanted Elisha to come out and touch the part of leprosy and heal him. But he came and he stood. Listen to me well. One day, each and every soul that has ever lived will stand before the King one day. Each and every one will come and stand before Jesus. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Amen. Listen, He'll either be your Savior or He'll be your judge. Amen. Listen, we need to make sure that we don't come with the gifts. We need to make sure that it's not a gift of good works. We need to make sure that it's putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if I told you the story, but I'm led to tell it. There was a fellow one day. He was a young boy walking down the road there, and apparently there was a little river off the side. He was walking down there, and he fell into this river. And he was young. He didn't know how to swim. And this judge came walking along. He just got out of the courtyard, came walking along. He was in his robe, had everything on. The boy was out there. It was deep, and he couldn't swim, and that judge took his robe off, and he went down there, and he got that boy out, and he saved his life. He hugged that judge, said, I'm so glad. I'm so thankful that you saved my life. I am so glad I was dying. You came along and saved me. About 15 years later, that same boy had committed a terrible crime. And he went up to the courthouse, and he went before the jury. And the judge stood there, and the judge pronounced him life in prison. And the judge said, you have anything you want to say? And the boy stood up and said, yes, I do, judge. He said, don't you remember 15 years ago when you saved me? I was dying in that water. Don't you remember that? And that judge looked him right in the eye. He said, I sure do remember it. He said, but let me tell you something, young man. He said, back then, I was your savior. Today, I am your judge. Don't you go to Jesus with gifts. Don't you go to Jesus, amen, thinking that you can do it on your own. There's only one way, by putting your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. When you stand before Him, hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, amen. If not, He'll be your judge, and He'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. And my friends, I don't know, but I believe time's short. I believe Jesus could come back at any time. I believe He's just waiting for that last soul to get saved. Because the Bible says He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Bible says He stood at the door, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Elijah didn't go down and meet Naaman at the door, even though he was a well-known fella. Even though he was rich, he came and he sent a servant to take care of what he was going to tell him. Can I tell you, 2,000 years ago, God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ. And He sent Him to earth to die and to give His very life and to sacrifice His life, a ransom for many. He sent Him to earth. He said He sent Him out. He said, you go wash in the Jordan 7 times and thy flesh shall come again to thee and thou shalt be clean. Do you remember when Paul and Silas were in the jail, and the Philippian jailer cried out after the earthquake, and the prison doors burst open, and they thought they were all going to be leave. He cried out to Paul. He said, what must I do to be saved? He said, what? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. Elisha's messenger told Naaman the same thing. Go wash in Jordan. He didn't say five times. He didn't say three. He said seven times, and thou shalt be clean. I'm so thankful today. Listen, I'm just a sinner saved by God's marvelous grace. But I'm so thankful today. And I don't understand it all. But I'm thankful that one day I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you realize that when God Almighty looks down at you, He sees us as white as snow. Amen. I can't figure that out. I believe He looks through the blood of Jesus. Amen. That covers all the sins of the world. And He sees us as white as snow. Praise God. Thou shalt be clean. Oh, that's the only way, my friends, is through Jesus. Watch. The Bible says, watch verse 11. But Naaman was wroth, and he went away. He didn't do what he was told. He wanted the prophet to come out and put his hand on the part and heal him and call upon his God and heal him. But that's not the way that Naaman wanted it. Watch. He went away wroth and said, behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abna and Pharphna, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in him and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. You see, Naaman had pride. Naaman wanted this done. He wanted it that way. He wanted to get cleansed by the way he wanted to. Church, I don't care how many things you hear on the radio. I don't care how many preachers you hear preach that there's more than one way to heaven. There's only one way. Jesus is not a way. He's not some way. He is the way. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We can't do it our way. It's got to be His way, Jesus' way. Amen. Believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Watch. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean. Naaman, you're a big guy, you're a rough guy, you're a mighty man of valor, you're a great man, you're rich, you're big, you're tough, you're everything. If they told you to go and run around and do this and that, they said you would have probably went ahead and you would have did it. Because that's the kind of guy he was. He said, how much easier it is just to go wash and be clean. Let me tell you something, sinner friend, Jesus Christ paid the debt. He paid a debt, amen, that he didn't know, amen. Because we owe a debt that we could never pay, praise God. He made it easy. He made heaven easy, amen. Listen, we don't have to do things like that. We just need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, amen. It's not our way. It's the Lord's way. Just believe. Just believe, no other way. After thinking about it, after hearing his friends tell him what he ought to do, after hearing this and that, the Bible says then, number 14, that was the command, let me show you the cure. Then went he down. He went down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan. After he heard it, maybe after he got under a little conviction that maybe this prophet is right. Maybe after I should do this and do that. You know what? Remember when he turned and he went away in pride when he didn't want to do it? I wonder how many people that come to the house of God that hear the man of God preach the word of God and the Spirit of God gets a hold of the heart and the invitation times comes and they're standing there at the chair and they don't want to leave. There's too much pride. There's too much shame, amen. They don't want to leave their seat and ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart. How many times has that happened in the house of God? I'm sure many, many times. Many times. The Bible says, do some great thing, wash and be clean. Then went he down. He went down to the Jordan River. Sinner friend, let me tell you something. We need to realize if we're not saved, we need to realize if we've not put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to realize today that if we've never accepted the Lord Christ as our Savior, that we're on our way down. We're on our way down to a devil's hell, a hell that was not prepared for man, but for Satan. Amen. Hey, listen, that'll be the lake of fire one day. We need to go. We need to realize if we're not saved, we're on our way down. We're not on our way up, as the people say. Oh, we're doing good. The world's getting better. No, it's not. It's on its way down. And without Jesus, amen, we're going to be down, down, down one day in a place called hell. The Bible says where Jesus, listen, he spoke more about hell than he did heaven about three times, because it's much, much more. How much torment, how much pain, and how much suffering. Then he went down, and the Bible says that he dipped himself seven times in Jordan. You realize he did. I could see Naaman now, rough, tough guy. Well, fellas, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go in and I'm going to get down these muddy waters. I'd rather be in Israel there where all the waters are clear. But I'm going to go here and dip myself in this Jordan, muddy Jordan River. By the way, that's where Jesus was baptized. Amen. And how he went down, I think there's a message here. He went down there and he dipped himself in there once, and he dipped himself twice, and three, and four, and five. Maybe he thought, should I do two more? Everything looks the same. Nothing looks different. He did it six times, and then he did it seven. Just as the man of God had said. Seven times. And by the way, seven in the Bible speaks of completeness, spiritual, and perfection. Let me tell you something. When Jesus died, it was complete. Amen. He cried out, Telestai, amen. Paid in full, amen. Listen, if you put your faith and trust in Jesus, amen, it is complete today. It's not only complete, oh, but it's spiritual, amen. Listen, there was many, many, many people that died on the cross, amen. Many of them, but Jesus died for all, amen. He didn't die because of his sins. He died because of your sin and my sin. And it was perfect. It was perfection. God Almighty accepted that gift, that precious blood that no other blood could wash away. Amen. The Bible says he went down, dipped himself seven times in Jordan. According to the saying of the man of God, in his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He did exactly what the man of God told him to do. I wonder this morning, are we doing exactly what the Word of God says to do, how to get to heaven? I studied that word Jordan out a minute. You know what that word means? It means descender. Can I tell you the Jordan River starts at one point and it flows down 200 miles down. It descends down. You know where it goes down to? It goes down to the Dead Sea. Can I tell you that Jesus, 2,000 years ago, descended down from heaven, left all of heaven's splendor, amen. He came down to give his life a ransom for many, amen. And let me tell you what, he shed his blood on Calvary. That blood descended down, and it descended down to those that are dead in Christ, amen. And if we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, amen, he can save our souls, praise God. Whew, I love that song. The songwriter had it right. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, amen. That river flowed down, my friends, and he went in and did exactly what God, the man of God said. Hello, listen, Jesus came and descended down from heaven, and his blood descended down. He shed all his blood for you and I. I wonder, can we say what Naaman said in verse 15? And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, behold, behold, now I know. Now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. There's no God. Let me ask you a question this morning. Can you say what Naaman said? Can you say that he saved your soul? Can you say that now you know that there's a home waiting one day? Can you say that now, if I take my last breath, I won't have to worry about it? I'll be in a place called heaven. My soul will be there, amen. Can you now say that you know that Jesus is coming back and that you're saved and that you know him? Can you now say that now I know that I've got a personal, one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ? Can you say that this morning? You guys, come up and get us a song. Just pick a song and start playing it. Here's the message. Here's the thought I thought about. Naaman had an incurable disease. It was leprosy. There was no hope. He was doomed to die. We all have an incurable sin disease, my friend. It's called sin. We inherit it from Adam, amen. We all have that sin disease and we're all doomed to die. But you know what? There's only one person, only one King that can deliver us out of that. And His name is Jesus, by putting our faith and trust in Him. Naaman came to the prophet Elisha, but Jesus came to us. We didn't go to Him. We couldn't go to Him. He came to us and He put His hand and He gave His life's blood that we could have eternal life. He came to us one day. Let me tell you what. We had a condition. Thank God one day someone had a concern. Thank God there was a cure. Amen. Thank God there was a cure. I want you to stand just a moment. We're going to sing a song with praise, brother.